Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
So glad that we're here together today in this devotional time. So let's take this 10 minutes and let's give them over to the Lord and see what He might do with them and see how He might teach us as we look through His Word. Jeannie, where are we today?
Well, we're still going through the gospel and how we're putting the shoes on of sharing the gospel to others. And we've been going through one of the methods, I guess you could say. It doesn't save you, but it's a track to run on to help you remember. So if someone comes up to you or conversation opens up and they're interested in how to come to know the Lord and reasons behind they should come to know the Lord, this yes. gives you some simple verses. And like we said, this Romans Road, people have gathered verses from the book of Romans, and they're not all these particular verses, so there's some variance with some of them, but it's simple, and it gives you a track to run on.
A track to run on. I like that thought. Okay. So we've been having people write it down or mark it in their Bibles and perhaps right. even memorize these verses, but...
Right.
I'm sorry.
The last time we even said it's worth memorizing. So that
yes,
was the title.
Okay. And we had stopped midstream too last time. So where are we?
Okay. So along this road, Romans Road, we mentioned Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 10. It starts out with, we're all sinners. Without the realization
Without a doubt.
That we're a sinner, we won't see our need for Christ. So
exactly right. It's like somebody has once said, it's like being in an airplane and... the airplane's going down, and somebody hands you a parachute. And oh, goodness, how great that you need that parachute and you want it on so that you'll survive. Well, that's...
Instead of just saying, it's all right. I'm one of those unique ones that can fly, so just let me fly. Yeah, they don't have reality.
I don't need a savior. Crash. Yeah. Okay.
So then the second one talks about that... The motivation of Christ's coming is because of His love for us, and that He came to rescue us while we were still sinners. So we didn't have to get ourselves into a place where we're doing a little better, cleaned ourselves up. We come in the state that we are in, admitting that we're a sinner, and we're helpless to ever try to be perfect. In fact, you even said that if you were able to be perfect moving forward, what do you do with all the sins that you accumulated behind you? So... And then the verse that you had suggested that they really memorize and we memorize is Romans 6, verse 23. Yep. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's a good one just to...
It almost tells it all, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The wages of sin is death. I mean, and everybody sins, so everybody gets death.
Separation from God.
For all eternity.
And then the gift... I just love that. It's a gift,
free gift
out of His love for us is eternal life. It also means it's a gift because we can't ever earn it. We can't get good enough to try to somehow pay Him back for it. It's a gift. So then now we left off on the fourth one, and it's Romans 10, verse 9. And it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. So we spent some time talking about, we openly declare that that's not something like, okay, now you got to get put on the spot. It's like you're going to do that gleefully because you're so excited about what Christ had done for you.
Yes.
You want to share it with people. And then the second part of that, we kind of stalled at and we were going to look at today, which is believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. You'll be saved. So... I've been asking myself, why is it so important that we believe that in my heart that God was raised from the dead, that Jesus was raised from the dead? Mm-hmm. What's the significance of that? Mm-hmm. So I have some ideas, but go ahead.
You want to take a shot at it first?
Sure.
Well, we had just quoted Romans 6:23, that is, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And these are the things that we must believe in our heart that free gift is free to us, but the price for payment of our sins was paid by Jesus. And it would be as though if he did not raise from the dead, it would be like saying, your payment's not accepted. So him raising from the dead is really a proof that we have sins forgiven. Because the power of sin is death, or the wages of sin is death. Jesus was sinless, and then he paid for all of our sins. So death had no hold on him whatsoever. And so he raised from the dead, showing that indeed that's victory. The payment's been made, payment received. When we receive the gift of what Christ has done for us, believe it firmly in our hearts, that's salvation. How does that sound?
Good. That's like my point three.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry to jump ahead, leapfrog over you, but
that's okay. I mean, because this is just something I've been really praying about and examining and saying, why is it so important? I mean, we have the season of resurrection coming up with Easter, and we all celebrate it.
Right.
But what is the significance of it to myself personally and to somebody else that you're trying to share the gospel with? Why is it so important? You could just say somebody took your place and decided to pay your penalty and die for your sins, but why is it important? There's a whole lot of reasons why it's important, and I haven't even scratched the surface, but I'd like to look at a couple of them. Okay. The first one I put down was, it displays the power of God over life and over death. That God is the creator. He created us. He created life. He's sovereign. And, you know, there's other religious leaders that people follow even still now who have all these claims, but none of them can claim eternal life. They're all dead. They're dead as a doornail, and they're still in their graves.
Okay.
And the difference with Jesus is that he claimed to raise himself up from the dead. And so he has conquered death and has the power over death. So Jesus said in 11:25, I am the resurrection and life. That's his title for himself. He's not just, I will rise. I am the resurrection and I am life. So that's what I want in my life as a gift that he wants to give to me. And that's who he is. He's God and he's the resurrection and life. Jesus also said in John 12:19, when he was in a little argument tiff with the religious leaders, and they were like, well, who do you think you are? You know? And he said, destroy this temple. You remember this one? Destroy this temple.
Oh, and in 3 days.
And I will raise it again in 3 days.
Yeah.
So later it says in the scriptures that disciples remembered him saying that, but he wasn't talking about the temple. He was talking about his body.
The temple of his body,
We're called as Christians to surrender our body to the Lord, in that it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. So he said he will raise it in 3 days. And then he says, no one takes my life. I give it, and I have the power to pick it up again. Boy, that sounds like deity to me. He's God.
Could make such a statement.
Yeah. What other leader has ever even come close to making a statement like that? So then the next point I had, that Jesus is the Messiah, and the prophecies that were put in the Old Testament were about the Messiah when he came and how to recognize him. And one of them that I picked out, and there's many, 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 was Psalm 16:10, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. So that's just our start, because you're waving at me.
Yeah, we're out of time already. These are things to definitely ponder. My goodness. Do you believe in your heart that Christ was raised from the dead? That's part of salvation. Father, thank you for today and for loving us. Thank you for bringing us through these serious and all-important topics, because they speak to where we will spend eternity, with you or apart from you. I pray blessings on everybody who hears this. And I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.